Good day, everyone. My name is Sifu Cicero, and I'm with the School of Qi Energy. Qi Energy is an online school that teaches Qi Energy form training. And today I have with me a student who is in year two, and she would like to tell you a little bit about her experiences. And good day, Tina. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Sifu. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm feeling good, feeling, and cool. You know, Tina, we had been talking a little bit earlier about some of the things that led you into this school. There was quite a few experiences that you had, but if you could encapsulate that, how would you tell the folks what kind of led you towards this type of training?
I had some bizarre experiences. I had a Kundalini experience, a lot of out of control. I had energy overload, and that's pretty much what led me to your school. I wanted to understand and to gain control.
So one of the first things that you experienced in our school was a little bit different than you thought you were going to run across. Can you tell me about what makes this school different than other systems that you had looked into?
This school provides a lot of knowledge, a lot of scientific backing, teaches how to build up qi in a form, which other places that I was looking at, there wasn't anything like that was being offered at all.
Well, Tina, I'm going to break your stride right here, and then I'm going to make you confess. It's the cool thing, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, the temperature control is very, very important.
Well, you know, you literally had overloaded your nerve fibers, and here you're coming in to build high amounts of energy, and we're asking you all of a sudden to start working with temperature control. So how did that strike you, from your honest opinion, in when you walked into month one?
I wasn't too keen on the temperature control, but I find out very, very quickly that it is very important to have temperature control and to stay cool.
Sometimes well, I bet you never had even heard of transferring it into energy. It just took your mind a different way of thinking. You're like, where is this going to lead to? How was it when you first experienced transferring a cool temperature into energy?
It was very different. It was something that I have never done before. It was something that I had to learn to do.
Well, especially since you're performing your exercise and you know, we would get on to our private sessions and tune into you, what would be the first thing I'd say?
I'm hot as a mug.
And what did Sifu Jones' famous saying, when you're hot as a mug?
You're dumb as a box of rocks.
That's right. But you did succeed because you did the 12-week accelerated training that we offer only through year one. And, you know, how did that experience go for you? Because that's a compressed version of year one. And you had already come in with, you know, your nerve fibers agitated with an overload of electricity. So how did that go for you?
A lot of recalibration. It was a lot of learning to tune in to the right attributes, to use the tri concept. It was a little bit challenging for me at the beginning.
Because you did go in an accelerated pace, but I remember the day you wrote us and what your email sounded like when you moved the straw. Do you remember?
Yes, it was very exciting.
It really was. Now it's like, I moved the straw.
Yes, and when I bent the spoon, it was very exciting.
Yes, it is, and we do have a picture of you doing that, and you can see the smile on your face. Now that you know you passed your year one open book exam, and now you're into year two, the power went up, and can you explain to the folks when the power goes up, how did you work with that new level?
A lot more control. I've had to have a lot more control in my thought. I can definitely feel the power way stronger than in year one. I've seen evidence of that. I've seen the clumping together qi.
You did experience that. I remember you writing us, and you said, hey, what is this stuff? Do you recall that email you sent us?
Yes. I was sitting on my couch, and I was looking up, and I saw a holographic spider. I was just looking at it, and I'm like, is that a spider? That's a holographic spider. And it walked across the ceiling there, and that was very exciting.
Well, when I read your email, I was smiling because I knew you got to experience it firsthand, but, you know, saw it as a spider. And it came as quickly as it went when you put your eyes on it too much, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It happens like that when you look at chi too intensely. It just, like, slips away, like, where did it go?
Yes, it walked right into the wall.
You know, as time went on and you're working now towards the latter part of year two, and your exercises have changed, you've noticed even now that you have to work with the cool temperature more. But the 2 to 5 minute exercises were very different in year two, weren't they?
Yes. Yes, they were more intense, and you definitely have to maintain the cool temperature.
Came to the healing part of it. You used your form on yourself, and you're starting to enjoy the fact that what happens when you take one of your healing forms down yourself, down your torso. How did that feel for you?
Very euphoric.
It does. It changes that hormonal flow. And I know you wanted to, you mentioned to me that you wanted to talk about that you had more energy. Can you tell the folks about that?
Yes, I have more energy throughout my day. It's a great feeling. I don't feel drained. I'm able to handle a lot more during the day and still have a lot of energy.
That sounds pretty good to me. Did you have that type of metabolism before, maybe at a more younger age, or is this the first time you ever experienced this feeling with more energy?
Well, when I was younger, I did have energy, but I feel now like I did when I was a teenager.
It does turn back the clock, doesn't it?
Yes.
I know. Who would have known that this type of training could build it up in the nerve fibers, have that kind of effect physiologically on the body? There's another aspect to this, and what you would tell the folks about, whatever level you want to talk to them about it, of spirit. You know, how do you tune into your spirit now, as opposed to before?
A lot easier. I'm able to communicate with my spirit. I can feel my spirit in a form, physically feel it.
And, you know, to me, when I know I'm a spirit being inside of this physical host body, it allows me to see things in a whole different light. Has that made that apparent for you also?
Yes, yes, it has. Everything is less stress, more calm, clear thinking.
It is nice to know that, you know, we do have some manageability with bioenergy in a form that we can help out our host body. And, you know, Tina, I'll ask you this. Is there anything else you would like to tell the folks?
This school is like no other. There is nothing else like it out there. I am very lucky to have found you and see through Jones.
Well, we're lucky to have you as a student. You've been awesome, and you've been awesome tonight to express yourself to people that never heard about this before. So, Tina, I thank you very much.
Thank you, Sifu Sister.
All right. You have a great night.
You too. Thank you.